German Chancellor Angela Merkel is addressing the German Parliament on the topic of Europe today. The speech comes at a time when Europeans are searching for direction on difficult issues like the European Constitution, competing in the global economy, and EU expansion. Angela Merkel has already had some successes on the European stage, notably in brokering a budget compromise, and her importance is likely to rise in the lead-up to Germany's presidency of the EU in 2007. Yanis Emmanuelidis from the Centre for Applied Policy Research in Munich told me Chancellor Merkel sees five issues being of central importance for Europe.
Area number one is economic reform, and a special emphasis on issues related to research, development, technological innovation. Second issue, I believe, is the enlargement process. There she is facing a difficult balancing act because, on the one hand, she wants a continuation of the enlargement process to fulfill the promises already given to certain countries, especially in the Western Balkans. On the other side, defining EU borders at least for the time being, saying that there will be no enlargement beyond the Western Balkans and Turkey. Another issue will be bureaucratic reform, the reduction of bureaucratic structures in the EU and the member states. A fourth issue is the continuation of the constitutional process. The last issue, I think, will be the overall issue of energy policy, which is already top of the agenda, and I think that you will try to put an emphasis on that issue also.
You talked about several issues like bureaucratic reform there and economic reform. Angela Merkel and her government face significant challenges with reforms at home in Germany as well. How important is Europe and the bigger picture of Europe to this domestic agenda?
I think that is very important, as many decisions taken in the sphere of economic policy are already taken in Brussels. And I think that it is also important that she has a leverage of putting pressure on the national economic reforms from the European side, as Europe is facing global partnership but also global competition to other significant regions throughout the world. So it is very important not only to emphasize the national dimension but also the European one in order to put pressure on national reforms but also to develop a European angle on how Europe wants to be a competitive actor in international politics, international economy.
Well, to look at Angela Merkel's role as a leader in the EU, almost immediately after she was elected, she had success on the European stage mediating in the budget dispute. Is her role as a mediator in that light important within the European Union?
I think that she is already playing the role of a mediator. There is a strong quest for leadership inside the European Union, and the expectations are very high concerning Chancellor Merkel. And I think that to gain trust among other member states, she's following a different style of communication, and she's considering especially the interest of smaller member states, and she's doing this in order to gain trust among the other member states, in order to be able to exercise more leadership in the future. Especially as there's a strong belief that there will be a window of opportunity inside the European Union after 2007, 2008, when there are leadership changes in France, the Netherlands, and Great Britain. And this will be the time when Chancellor Merkel will try to exercise this leadership role inside the European Union.
Well, Angela Merkel's already fostered closer relations with the United States than her predecessor Gerhard Schröder did. Does this mean a less independent role for Europe on the global stage?
I do not believe that this would lead to less of a European role on the global stage. I think that the relationship to Washington, to the U.S., is of key importance not only to Germany but to Europe as a whole. And I think that a good transatlantic relationship is a basis also for Europe being able to exercise a global role.
That was Yanis Emmanuelidis from the Center for Applied Policy Research in Munich.